The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome one and all back to Behind the Bots one more time. Actually, we've got one more time after this to go, so this is the penultimate episode of the season. And today we're talking about episode number 79, Docked at Space City, or it's also known as Bug Hunt 3. Again, we're playing with that theme of the exterminators, Krantz, Tobok, and Jellyfish. Decided it was so much fun the first three times, we'd bring them back for the third time. It was just nice to have a running theme or running gag or whatever you want to call it. These things keep happening and these exterminators keep showing up and halfway destroy the ship every time, which of course gets on Captain Hancock's nerves. It's just a wonderful comedic device. Something to get the captain's goat. He's got to have something that gets on his nerves and he has to complain about. So it was a lot of fun to bring those guys back in, and of course to have David Schutz and Dave Weaver and Glenn Hebert back in the show one more time so for the season. And who knows, we may see them again. You never know. But it was just one of those things where we wanted to have one more episode. It was a discussion between Jeff and I, and I said, well, we've got nine episodes. It's a 10th anniversary season. We've got nine episodes, and that's great. And Jeff said, well, why don't we have one for every year? Let's have 10 episodes. So it was like, okay. I'd already planned out the Christmas episode, the holiday episodes, old SantaCon tree. So it was just a case of, well, okay, I guess we can slip one in between the two-parter and the holiday episode. So it was, and I was kind of on a roll anyway with that whole flashback on the ship theme and also with the exterminators. So it was just kind of natural to do it. And I think this probably might be the strongest of those particular scripts, the ones where it's on the ship. So it's some of the funniest moments certainly come out of this one. It was a lot of fun to work on, writing and post-production. In post-production, I just sat and laughed and laughed just at the performances, because these guys are doing such a great job with these. And especially David as Captain Hancock and Victor Aurelius as Prentice, they're just such comedy gold, those two. Who would have thunk it, And just putting those two together was brilliant. And the two characters, of course, I've had in mind for a couple of years. But I wanted I guess it's sort of a Blackadder Baldrick sort of dynamic, even though it's certainly, I think, gone beyond that, hopefully. So it's just been a lot of fun to play those two off of each other. And you've got Hancock, who thinks he's in control, and he thinks he has a master plan for his life and his business. And he thinks he's a really bad guy who, is out there trying to get rich quick and easy, and he thinks it's going to be easy, and of course, it's anything but, especially since he hired on or purchased this motley crew of bots from the company. It didn't work out the way he planned at all. So, I think that in his later years, he'll probably look back and think of this as the good times, but right now, he's having a heck of a time trying to adjust and just trying to play out his master plan, which just never works. None of his plans ever work out. And then he's got poor Prentice there, who is this sort of robot of burden that is thrust upon him, that he counts on Prentice, I think, more than he even realizes. And Prentice adores him in so many ways, and perhaps ways we don't even know and don't even need to know. But I think with Princess, it's kind of hero worship in a way. He just looks up to his captain and wants to please him. I guess he's just programmed that way. He's a bot that wants to please whoever's in charge, especially Captain Hancock. And he goes out of his way to do whatever, you know, Hancock comes up with. He just goes with the captain's whims and tries his best. And in some ways, it's funny because I think Prentice sometimes is more in control than Hancock is. Hancock would never see it that way and would never admit it, but without Prentice, I think he'd be lost. Perhaps it's the same way, the other way around. Perhaps without Hancock, Prentice would be lost. So it's been a fun thing to play with, and we'll get to play with them one more time in the season finale because they are both in the holiday special, holiday episode, O Santa Country. But it was a lot of fun to play with those characters all season long, and especially in this episode. This one and A Fistful of Robots are probably my two favorite episodes of the whole season, and the close third will be the next one, O Santa Country. These are just some great episodes, and it's been a lot of fun, and hopefully everyone's really, really enjoyed this and the dynamic between the characters, and hopefully we'll get to continue that on in the next season. But we will next time talk more about that and what's coming up and what has gone on, and of course we'll be talking about the holiday season. So join us here next time, won't you? Thank you.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.